you know, I thought, well, maybe there's some new hams out there and they're not really belong to a club, so they cannot participate in field day. Well, yes, you can. You can actually go online to the ARRL website and you can go on their locator and find clubs in your area that are having field day and just show up. And I bet you if they have a go-to station, you'll get to operate. But if you can't or don't want to go out or afraid to go show up at one of these field day sites, you can actually operate from your home. And I have a little graphic there, Brian, if you want to show that, of all the different classes for field day and kind of go over that real quick if we have time. Now, there's different class levels. Most groups are a class A level. That's for clubs or non-clubs. If it's three or more people and you are not using commercial power. So it can be a generator, it can be batteries, it can be solar. But if you do use just battery, if you go with the class A battery level, then you cannot use a generator. It has to be battery, solar power, a bicycle that powers your radio, anything like that. Now, if there's two people or less, it's the exact same as Class A, except it's called Class B. All the other rules pertain. You cannot be in your home or anything. You have to be at a site specifically set up for field day. Two or less people, not using commercial power, and you're a Class B. Also, you can do Class B battery as well. Now, if you're in your car or mobile, you can be a Class C, but a lot of you new hams, get out there and be a Class D. And you're just using your commercial power from home. Now, if you are a Class D, you cannot work other Class D stations. Otherwise, it's just a regular old contest. Or you can be in your home and just make sure all your radio equipment and everything is plugged into a generator. And then you're a Class E. And then there's also Class F, which is the EOC or Emergency Operation Centers, which are usually more government-type centers and operations. Now, the number you add to that is the number of HF stations you have. So if you have four radios that are going simultaneously or can go simultaneously, go at the same time, then you would be a four, say, alpha, something like that. Now, if you're any of these other stations, you can also get what we call those free stations. You can have a get on the air station or go to station. And that one has to be a call sign that is different from your field day call sign. So that's an extra station you can have at your thing. And say you had three radios and you're a three alpha and you set up the go to station, you still remain a three alpha. Now, you can also, in addition to that, have a VHF station, and that's why I was talking about 6 meters. If you want to put a radio in a tent somewhere at your 3-alpha station and have it set up for 50 megahertz or higher, and with the way 6 has been acting lately, 50 megahertz is probably going to be the money band for that VHF station. That's also free station, so you still would be in the 3-alpha class if you have your 3 radios on HF. Another radio on 2 meters, maybe for GOTA under a different call sign. And the fifth station is a VHF station, and you're still only considered a 3-alpha. So I know it's a lot to take in. It's kind of confusing for you new guys out there. But and there's my little riddle at the bottom. I mean, I am going to be operating. We're going to have two main transmitters. They're going to be on HF. We're going to be out at a park. We're going to be using generator power. Plus, we're going to have a station set up for 6 meters and 2 meters. And that's the 2-meter one's going to be under a completely different call sign. So what class do you think that would be? Well, since there's going to be about 10 of us, since there's more than three or more of us, it's alpha. We have the 2 HF stations, so we're a 2-alpha, even though we technically have 4 radios on the air. So I hope I didn't make it more confusing, and I hope that helps you out. But if you don't get to a field day site, just operate from home. You can be the Class C from your car or vehicle, or the Class D from your home if you're plugged into your normal electrical outlets in your house, or if you plug it into a generator outside of your house, then you can be a Class E, and you can work anybody if you're a Class E. But if you're a D, you can only work Ds.
And something else, Val, to remember, if you're going to do, say, a mixture, say you're going to go out with your club, let's say, And I may actually do this. Take some time to go out to my local club, which is the Pearl River County Amateur Radio Club, W5PMS. If I go out and I work with the W5PMS group, and then I come back home, and they're, of course, Alpha. And if I come back home and get on my station, and I'm a Delta from my house, I cannot contact W5PMS. That's in the rules. I was reading that earlier today or yesterday. So that's just something to remember. You can't say, oh, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get a contact and give you guys a contact. That doesn't count. So,
well, also, too, if you're a class, any of these battery classes, it's five watts or less. And
right.
If you have a VHF station or a GOTA station, those also have to be 5 watts or less and using the battery and the solar.
Right. So go to the ARRL website and go into the contest section. And download the whole field day packet and take the time reading it. There's a lot of information there. You got to follow the rules, obviously, just like any other contest. But, you know, there's a reason why field day is the most popular contest around is because it's so much fun. And anybody can get out and do field day. You know, you don't have to have a kilowatt station and a huge antenna farm. You can do it from your car and have a whole lot of fun. You can do it QRP with a wire up in the air and have just a ton of fun. So get out and enjoy field day, make some contacts. And of course, the main thing, what field day is emergency preparation. So, we're in hurricane season down here and we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, August 29th. In fact, there's going to be a special event station for the Katrina survivors that we've talked about in previous shows, and we'll bring that up again as it comes a little closer. That's something that I'm definitely going to be a part of. But that's what field day is all about. Field day is to get out and set up in adverse conditions and make sure that when the poop hits the prop, you can get out and make contacts and pass traffic and possibly save lives. And, of course, you can have fun in the whole process of practicing. And that really is what it's all about. Right.
And if you're shy about getting out to one of these parks and you see a group out there, don't be, because they get points if they get visitors showing up at their station. They have a sign in and they have all kinds of things. So you're giving them points. They're happy to see you show up. And usually the food is amazing.